Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. We are back live. My name's John Sabin, and this is Raising the Vibration. And yes, we do it with love. We do do it with love. And it's good to be back. We've had a bit of a summer off, lots and lots of stuff that's been going on. So for those that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, we are going live on Facebook as well, which is a new thing, something really interesting that we've decided to try. We've got a couple of people. We've got a couple of people in the chat rooms already, and we've got a couple of callers waiting on the line. So hopefully, if it works perfectly, like I say, it's live on Facebook as well, and we should be able to hear the callers on there. So first of all, yeah, my name's John Sabin, and welcome to Raising the Vibration. Yes, we do it with love. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can email is John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. You can get me on Facebook, whether you're watching live. You can get me on Twitter and LinkedIn. So we always like to do a little bit of talking before we go to the call lines. I know this is being posted on Facebook as well, so people can listen to it there as well as see my ugly mug on Facebook. So we do like to talk about a few different bits and bobs. Before we do, the early part of the show that we had earlier in the year, we had some great guests on, which were people that I know, people that I've met or spoke to in the spiritual field, whether they were healers, energy readers, mediums, all different kinds of people, and it was fantastic. So when we come back in September, because this is just a little bit of a test, we may do one next week as well. We're going to bring back some of those guests and some more. So if you know anybody that is a medium, a psychic, a healer, energy reader, anything to do with spiritual stuff, okay, that can help other people, if you know somebody that's got a gift that can help people, I'd love to hear from them. So pass on my details, if you wouldn't mind, because we'd like to get them on the show and spread the word and help people literally across the planet. Because without all this internet and Facebook and stuff like that, it's really hard to help people a little bit further afield. And with this, it's great. We're like, instead of being that little pebble that you throw into the pond, that just that little ripple out, we can be that big stone that gets thrown into the pond and ripple it out into the world. That's what we're looking to do. So yeah, if you do know anybody, we'd love to hear from them. Okay. As per usual, we can all connect to spirit. We can all do it. Spirit work with us day in, day out. We've got to say hello to Marie. who's in the chat room. Hello, Marie. And we've got Man for Peace in there as well. Good evening and welcome. And we've got one or two in on Facebook Live as well. So we can all connect to spirit if we want to. It is a choice, okay? They connect with us each and every day. And sometimes we don't even realise that they do connect with us. And that's the best part. Because a lot of people are, frightened. They might put a bit of a fear on it. But there is no need. It's your friends and your family and your helpers that are working with you day in and day out, okay? And a couple of things that I wanted to go through tonight somebody's just telling me about my experiences, that I've had some great experiences over the summer this year, working really hard as well in my ordinary job, which is now coming to a close, and hopefully going to be, I will be doing spiritual work full time. I had some great experiences with my fear. And fear's been a great one. I did a little Facebook post the other day, Facebook Live, about fears. And a few of mine have cropped up over a period of a few weeks that I didn't even know were there. Some of them that I thought I'd got rid of a long, long time ago. But for some reason, they came back round and I needed to work on them. And I went to this lovely little retreat. I spent a couple of days, well, it was a night actually, in 2 days there. And I met this wonderful lady who was very, very spiritual. She works in the most amazing way. And she took me back to some previous lives, not just this life, but previous lives. And it was proof to me that we bring things from our previous lives into this life, you know, certain fears, anger, sadness, all different kinds of things, and things that repeat throughout our lives, even in this life as well, which was really, really interesting. Excuse me. And I had to take myself off and meditate with my helpers and my guides. And I was taken back to quite a few different lives to address the fear that I'd got in this one. It was really, really interesting. So I recommend it to absolutely anybody that can find somebody that can take you back to do some stuff in your past lives. It's absolutely awesome. And some of the stuff you won't even realise that is there. So the fear that I was talking about is some fears in relationships was one of the main ones that first popped up, which was really, really interesting. Going back, right the way back to even the split of consciousness is what she was talking about, this lady. And it was the fear of me leaving the earth when we had this split of the consciousness from the one consciousness down, and we decided to have these individual ones that we wanted, and where I was at that time. And it was so interesting how I felt at that time of the split and the separation that I had, at that time. It was absolutely immense. The fear that came in, the guilt of leaving the earth, the sadness of leaving the people that were, or the people, the plants, the animals, and everything that was down there, because we were all connected, everything was connected, and we still are to some degree. But it was just mad. And just seeing that and feeling that and having that experience and bringing it through into the other past lives and even into this life as well. Just stupid little things like posting things on Facebook, you know, sometimes puts a fear up because of the, you know, you feel that you may be humiliated or, I don't know, someone's going to disagree with you and so on and so on. It's mad when you look into it. So if you get a chance to have a look, go and have a look into it. It's really, really cool. And you will see stuff that goes on in this life that is connected to that as well in every other life. So yeah, have a good life. That was absolutely amazing for me. And also a lot of services and stuff that I've been doing and readings lately, I've noticed this love and this self-love that spirit have wanted me to pass over, because we don't have enough love for ourselves, you know. And we're all culprits of it. I'm one myself. You know, we are all culprits of it. We're too busy helping other people than working on ourselves, you know. And I'm a great one for that. You know, ever since I've started this, all I've wanted to do is to help other people, and other people have the experiences that I've had. And I forgot about me. I forgot about myself. The all-important person in your life. And it was funny, I was doing a reading today, and I said to the lady that was there, I said, who's the most important in your life? And do you know what she actually said? My daughter. I said, no, it's not your daughter. Who's the more important person in your life? And she then clicked. She said, well, it's me. I said, exactly, because if you're not 100%, okay, if you're not there, you can't look after your daughter. Okay, so we have to be 100%. We have to look after ourselves first. Okay, so just have a quick think about that one. And, you know, give yourself credit for what you've done and what you've been through. Because we've all been through stuff in our lives, you know. We've all been through a certain amount of illness, or we've experienced somebody close that's had illness. We've been through relationship problems and much, much, much more. A lot of people going through mental health issues, depression, all that kind of stuff, you know. But it's all to do with you. So make sure that you do give yourself a, just recognize what you've done, what you've been through, and you're still here, and you're still doing it, okay? So give yourself that little bit of love. Awesome. So we're going to talk about healing and stuff very shortly as well, because I want to send some healing thoughts out this evening. But we do have a couple of people waiting in the call list, so I'm going to go to our first caller. Actually, I said hello earlier, so we can get her back online. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Good stuff. Can you just remind me your name again, please?
Sure, it's Catherine.
Catherine, hello, Catherine. And was it California you were in?
Yes.
Excellent. Whereabouts in California are you?
The Bay Area, near San Francisco.
Oh, wow, awesome. And I take it it's a lovely place there.
Yeah, it's been a very foggy summer. And that's why I left Seattle, to get out of the bad weather. So it followed me down there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
clearing up
now.
Good. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. So we'll send you some love down, especially for the weather as well.
Yeah.
So how can we help you this evening?
I was any kind of a message, a mediumship reading.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll see see who comes through.
Right.
Okay, so when I do my readings, they usually show me what they look like. I have to describe that the best that I can for you.
Okay.
There could be... Don't expect that one person to come through, because it could be absolutely anybody. We have helpers, you know, people from down the road that come through as well. Okay, let's see who we've got coming in for you. Okay, just as I'm sat here, I've got this energy flow that comes in with me. I haven't got a face in particular at the moment. In fact, there's a lady's face that comes in. She's making me aware of her hair that comes down just over the front of her forehead here. She's making it, it's almost a light colour. She's not showing me exact colour at the minute, so I don't know whether we're going on the grey or the light brown on this. She's showing me light brown from when from earlier in her days, but she's putting those sort of curls in it.
Like a fringe?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, as it goes a bit grey. She is an older lady that she's showing me, because she's showing me some lovely wrinkles and stuff around her face. She's showing me her cheeks. She would have had sort of quite pale cheeks later on, but she did have rosy cheeks when she was younger. Okay, she's got a lovely set of full lips on her as well that she's showing me. She's also, as she's making her face go older, she's showing me that she had sort of like dry lips later on as well. So she would have struggled with dryness around the mouth and the lips. Okay. She's making me aware of chest issues that she would have had. I don't know whether this is a heart attack or just a poorly chest that she had. Okay. She's talking about 13. 13. Why is 13 significant to you?
I can't think of anybody's birthday with that. Or...
Okay, she's talking about 13. Yeah, see if you can check any of the months on a 13th. It may be a couple of days either way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's put in a circle around the family and she's in it, so she must be something to do with the family. Okay, Mel. She's talking about blue at the minute. A blue, it's almost like I'm wearing a blue top with some kind of white things in it. I don't know whether these are birds or butterflies. I'm not quite sure. But she's showing me blue. With the energy that she's bringing in with the blue, she's also talking about communication. Do you work on the communication side of things?
I work with people. You know, I work, so I have to communicate.
Okay.
But not like PR and writing or something like that.
No, okay, that's fine, that's fine. Okay, what would you like to say, my love? She's making me aware of my right leg at the minute. So she must have had some kind of problems with her right leg, and I'm going from the knee down with this as well, because she's literally taken me to the joints of the knee. So she probably would have struggled with some kind of, something with the bottom right part of her leg. Okay, anything else? Okay, she's literally just saying she's come here to talk about you. She's making me aware of sort of like mixed up kind of feelings that's going on with you at the minute. Are you almost, I get like I'm torn one way, but the other way. Are you at a point in your life at the minute with a decision or a choice to make?
Yes.
Yes, okay, cool.
Career-wise.
Career-wise, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. She's given me these two buildings at this sort of point that we're at, and she's telling me to go the other way. Go the other way. Okay. So not where you are now. There must be a choice that you an opening that's available for you somewhere else or something. Have you had an opportunity in the same place that you're at now?
I work contract work. You know, I work basically for myself, and
okay.
So I don't work traditional 9-to-5 kind of.
Okay. So I just get this feeling that I've had an opportunity at the same place that I'm at now, but I don't want to take that.
Well, I did say no to a job earlier, and so I wonder if that's the right. Was that the right choice?
Yes, by the sounds of it, that's the right choice. Cool. So, yeah, that's exactly right. Brilliant. Lovely. So we're on the right leg, wavelength.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was that was just about money. You know, of course, it would have been good for the money, but it wouldn't have been good for me otherwise.
Yeah. Okay. As we were saying earlier, it's all about you. What makes you happy? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good to hear.
Because we spend too much time thinking about other people and not about ourselves, and it's time to do stuff for ourselves. And as soon as we've got ourselves sorted, then people will come in that will need your help, and that's when you can help.
Right.
Okay. She wants to bring in some upliftment. I've got some lovely flowers coming in for you as well. She wants to give you wild flowers than anything else. I've got a lot of foliage with it, a lot of greens, almost like meadow flowers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Meadow flowers coming
nice.
In. Okay? And she's making me sniff these flowers. So I want to. She's almost like she's putting them right in my face to sniff them. So I want to get you out into nature and out into a nice meadow somewhere where there's some beautiful aromas. Okay. We've got some cards here as well. I love working with my angel cards. For those that are on Facebook, we've got these ones tonight, which are the Archangel Oracle cards. They're the ones we're using this evening. And we'll see what the angels want to bring through to you as well. Okay. The lady's just coming in back in again, and she's talking about putting this foot forward as well, because obviously you've been procrastinating a little bit. So she wants you to put that foot forward. and mm-hmm. make that decision what you're going to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as I say that, I feel like I've got this weight just lifted off my shoulder as well. Who's getting the headaches at the minute? Is that you, or would that be to do with it?
I had one yesterday.
Okay.
I'm very sensitive to light. I have, like, sunlight comes in and I get headache from glare.
Okay. Gotcha. Healing with calling Archangel Raphael, and he'll help you with that around your head area. Okay. I've got to ask, do you wear glasses? Because even though I've got mine on, I feel like I should be wearing glasses.
Yeah, glasses or contacts. You know what?
Yeah, brilliant, thank you. Okay, let's see what they want to bring out for you. Okay. Oh, wow. So the card they've drawn for you this evening, there it is. It's backwards, actually, on Facebook there, but it's Relationship Harmony.
Mm.
Is your card. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Oh, arguments and conflicts are being resolved now, it says. but with this card, we've got the angel sat in the middle with some wild flowers. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got some wild flowers in her hand and holding the torch as well. So there's somebody that's holding the torch very close to their heart for you. Okay. The lovely energy that's coming around the angel that's on there. I've got lots of pinks that are coming in there as well, which is for love, as we know. It's the higher vibration of love. Yellow with the upliftment that we need to bring in. Somebody's just shouting, don't worry about it too much, okay?
All right.
We all worry. We all have things that we worry about, but she's just shouting, don't worry about it too much. They're making me aware of the stars that are on the picture as well. So I need to be sitting outside in the stars and drawing the energy from the moon as well. Okay. Anything else, guys, on that one? I've got a small brown dog that's in spirit as well. Is this with you?
Family dog.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's only a small one. Almost scruffy. I don't know whether it's sort of curly, but it looks like it's almost scruffy. Okay. Nice, guys. So, yeah, take that move. Go in with it with positive expectations, okay? There's something else coming around the corner for you. What is that? I know you said you've not long moved from Seattle, but are you still unpacking the boxes, or are you packing? I've got boxes and I've got a move, he says. So I don't know whether this is moving to another place or somebody else around you that's moving.
It could be a new apartment in the area.
Okay, brilliant, lovely. So I can see that coming for you as well. Which is nice when they bring some stuff in like that. Excellent, so look forward to that. Anything else? I feel that's all they've got for you today.
The torch of the heart, is that like a family love, or is that like a new relationship love?
It could be either. If you haven't got a love, then look out for somebody who's holding the torch for you. Otherwise, it could be just family love. Okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Great.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. Being our first caller.
Thank you for the show.
It was a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Brilliant. So that was our first caller back on. We've got a few people over on Facebook at the moment. We have Timothy Wade. Hello, my friend. We've got Todd in there as well. We've got, Claire. Hello, Claire. And Georgina. John, if you get anything to me, still overwhelmed from the other day. Oh, bless you. I'm glad you had a great reading the other day, Georgina. It was absolutely perfect in every way for you. But we're going to see if we can get some for people on Facebook as well in a moment. We're just going to go over to our next caller on Blog Talk Radio. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good stuff. Very well, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What's your name?
My name is Anna, and my question is regarding work. Do you see me working full-time? And I have a class that I take during the week as well, and I would like to keep taking that class, but I'm not sure if it'll all work out. What do you see?
Okay. First thing I'd love to say to you, if you come on again, try not to tell me too much before we start. It's better. It works better when spirit bring it through to you. Okay. Let's see if anybody's going to bring anything out with that. Somebody's just shouting cards. Do the cards. So there must be a message in the card, and I've been told purple ones for this. Work. Just seeing if anybody's going to bring anything through with the work situation for you. All right. Okay. So even though we were looking for something to do with work, they've come out with plane. I'm just going to show this to everybody on Facebook. There we go. There it is, plane. It says here, this is quite good. It says, beloved one, it's time to set aside work for a while. Don't worry, we will oversee your responsibilities to their completion. Playfulness, gaiety, and laughter will lift your energy so that you'll return to work with a renewed perspective and heightened energy. Perfect card. So you've obviously been doing a little bit too much on the work front. I wouldn't worry about it too much. I would just let it play out, let it go its course.
Yes.
Sometimes we try and force things, you know, and sometimes they're not to be forced. We've just got to go with the flow. Sometimes we need to be ourselves for a while. And this is obviously what they want you to do. They want you to have a little bit of play, okay? So don't worry too much. If it's something that you really want to do, go for it. Trust your instinct. Yeah? Trust your own instinct. Trust your gut. Put it down on paper, have two pieces of paper either side of you, okay, and ask the universe which one, or ask the universe, say, is this one right for me? You'll get a feeling. They'll give you an answer. Just close your eyes and they will give you an answer. I'm also being drawn to energy on this card as well. Now, your energy's obviously been a little bit up here, there and everywhere, just like everybody else's at the minute. So they also want you to concentrate on you. We were talking about love and having love for ourselves earlier, and that's what I want to give you, okay? Look in the mirror in the morning and send yourself that little bit of love, you know, from what you've gone through, what you've been through, and you're here today, you're battling on, you know, just like everybody else, and you're doing so well, okay? So give yourself that little bit of credit and give yourself a little bit of love. Give yourself a pamper day or something like that.
Thanks.
Okay. Take a little bit of time out from worrying about which way to go. Okay.
Okay.
And let it plan itself out for a bit. And just take it easy and then go back to it with a clear mind. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks very much for calling in.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Bye.
No problem at all. Take care. Bye-bye. Awesome. So we've got a few people lining up for calls there on the show. This is our first night back on Blog Talk Radio and doing it live on Facebook as well, which is pretty awesome. I'm looking to the camera at everybody in there. What we're looking at is, healing. So healing, we're going to have a little chat about healing. And intention is massive within healing. Okay, there's all sorts of different healing out there available for people. You know, healing with thought, hands, a smile, a word, you know, even love. Now, I do the angelic Reiki. We've got Todd, who is one of our Todd Ait Labuth, who is one of our guests. earlier on in the year. He does Reiki and a few, I think it's the fire Reiki, if I think I've got that right, Todd. and there's all sorts of different healing that's available, okay? Go and try some. Go and try some. Everybody can do it, pretty much. There are people that are meant to be healers out there, okay? And it would be great to get them working, okay? Now, healing, a lot of it is done with the intention. So if you know somebody that needs a little bit of healing, if you know somebody that's feeling a little poorly at the moment or in a hospital and so on, even just sending that healing thought of love out into the universe will get to them. Okay, so I would like to send some healing out to my mum, who's back in hospital again, bless her. So we're going to send that healing thought from my heart out to my mum and across the earth to each and every person that needs a little bit of healing, for those that need a little bit of guidance as well. Okay. So yes, we're going to go to, we've got some messages on Facebook there. Hello to Claire. Something coming in for Claire. Let's see if we can get something for Claire Merriweather. Okay. I've got pots. I keep seeing pots for Claire. So I don't know whether she's been potting some new flowers or putting some new flowers in. But there's all these different little pots. Okay. And somebody's shouting about sowing a seed. Sowing a seed. But the seed has to be nurtured. Okay. Obviously to grow. So we need to water the seed. Give it some love for it to grow. So something new is obviously coming in. I know about your possibly moving. Okay. So there is something else that's new that's coming in there as well, but it does need nurturing, okay? Give it some water, give it some love, okay? Let's have a look and see what card we've got for you as well. Acceptance is the card for Claire this evening. See yourself and others through the eyes of the angels with unconditional love and acceptance. In this way, you inspire and lift everyone to their highest potential. Okay, so with the angels coming down from above, with the acceptance, it's almost like I get this feeling that I need to accept that they are there, and I know you know they're there, but there's some kind of acceptance that isn't going on, and I feel I need to open myself up to this acceptance, to the spirit, and to the angels, okay? So that one's for Claire. Okay, cool. We've got a couple of more callers. We've got about half an hour left to go on the Blog Talk Radio. So far, all's going well. First time we're back on Blog Talk and since the beginning of the summer, and also on Facebook Live tonight. We've got Carly who's coming as well, and Julie as well. Good evening, everybody. We've got Carly, if you have anything for me at this time, be grateful. A bit lost at the moment. Okay. So let's go to, in fact, we're going to go to Blog Talks, and I've got somebody that's been waiting a while, and then we'll come back to Facebook.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. There. How are you?
Hi, fine. My name's Marie.
Hello, Marie.
How are you?
Very well.
I don't know what.
Very well.
I was wanting to see about my career and if there's a loved one around me that has anything to say to me about my career.
Okay. I have this tall gentleman that comes literally straight in, almost like he's bounding in. He's been waiting for quite a while. He's got quite a longish face. It's almost like he's got a dimple on one side of his face as he sort of smiles when he goes to talk. He's making me aware of his hair. That when he did have hair, it was sort of straight down towards the fringe. Okay. So it wasn't like a side part or anything like that. He brushed it straight down. He's making me aware that he's about 5'8" in height, 5'7", 5'8" in height. Very much a stand-up kind of guy because he's standing with his shoulders back, and he's quite straight as well. Okay. excuse me. he's making my throat go at the minute as well. Why are you doing that, sir? So I don't know whether he was always clearing his throat, or is there someone around you that's always clearing their throat at the minute?
Like if there's somebody around.
Yeah,
like
it could
somebody
be somebody
around me.
Yeah, it could be somebody that's around you now, or him.
Okay, I have someone around me that is always clearing their throat.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you. Okay. I'm being taken to the month of May as a birthday, passing, or an anniversary as well that's around you.
I don't know. I don't know who that would be.
Okay. Have a look later on. Let me know. There's something around the May, because the May's not going anywhere. Okay, so can you give us any more on the May?
Huh.
Okay. Sometimes they like us to do a little bit, like us to do a little bit of work. So have a look at the May.
Yeah.
okay. Right. He's gone straight into relationship. Oh, it's making my chest hurt as well at the minute. I've got like palpitations in my chest, so there must have been something to do with his heart. I don't know whether it was an attack or whether it was just a stroke, but there's palpitations that I'm having in my heart area, in my chest. Okay, so as I asked him about relationships, he literally just tied me in the chair as if to say, sit tight, okay? So on a relationship level, just hang tight, do what you're doing. Okay, somebody is going to come around the corner for you, because he's not letting me get up out of the chair. It's just like I'm stuck in this chair. Okay. He's putting lots of hearts around though. Lots of hearts. So love must be around the corner. Oh, that's nice to know. Okay.
What about my career?
Just asking him about career. Right, two. He's giving me two. Right, okay. What's with the two?
Oh.
I can't see what the answer is or what he's telling me with the two. Okay. Can you give me anything else there? Two. For some strange reason, he's showing me a can opener.
A what?
A can opener. An old-style can opener. One that you would dig into the can and sort of scoot it around.
that's weird.
Okay. There's a story with this, there's got to be, because he's still opening the can. Oh, right, okay. As he opens this can, I've got one of these little jokers that have popped out. Do you remember when we were kids and they used to have like a... They used to twist the top and the joker would pop out the top. What are they called, Trude? Yeah. You know what they are. He's got one of those jumping out. Jack in the box.
Oh, okay.
Like a jack in the box. I don't know why he's done it with a can opener. Bless him. So he's got a sense of humour. But he's not talking about career. Come on, mate. Right. For some reason, he's just wagging his finger across and across. So he obviously doesn't want to tell us about career at the minute. Let's see if we can get something from the cards as well. We've got the angel cards, the daily guidance ones as well that we're working with this evening. Oh, here we go. So blessing in disguise is your card. What appears to be a problem is actually part of an answered prayer. You'll understand the reasons behind your present situation as everything resolves. Trust in heaven's protection and infinite wisdom to answer your prayer in the best way.
Which I do.
Excellent. So,
if anything, I do trust that.
Good. As I'm looking at the card, this is where he's chuckling and talking about work. Okay. And there's a blessing in disguise. There's one door closes, another one opens, okay? But we just have to have a little bit of patience. Oh, he's making my chest go here. We just need to have a little bit of patience, okay? is making me very aware of trust in heaven's protection. Okay. Anything else on that, sir? He's talking about a necklace. Have you had a necklace that's been left from a female in the family?
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
It's just good, more confirmation for you, more evidence that they're around. And he's talking about opening windows. Have you got your windows open all the time or shut all the time?
I open them all the time.
Brilliant, lovely. Keep them open because the fairies like to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so unfortunately I can't give you what's not there, and he's not talking about work apart from the blessing in disguise. Okay, but it looks like you've got love just coming around the corner.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care and have a good day.
All right, bye.
Thank you, bye. So, yeah, unfortunately, sometimes, you know, spirit don't want to give us the answers that we want. You know, we get lots of calls from people asking for specific things. And sometimes spirit just don't want to tell us. It could be that we have to work through something. It could be that we have to do things ourselves. I used to be a great one for that. When I first started doing this, I used to go to spiritual churches all the time because I used to love getting messages from my family, and it got to the point where you'd ask questions. It's like, well, you know, you've got to go through experiences, you've got to do things for yourself sometimes. Sometimes you'll have people that are there week in, week out, you know, dying to get messages because they will literally run their life from the messages that they will get. Sometimes that can be a little bit unhealthy, as I found out. So let's go back to Facebook Live. We've done one for Claire. Georgina, let's have a look and see if we've got anything for Georgina. We're going to say hello to everybody in the chat room tonight. Road Gypsy, we've got there. Marie, guest 903-899-891. Quite a few people in the chat room this evening and a few callers. We've got about 15 minutes left to go tonight. So let's have a look for Georgina. I'm being told other cards for Georgina. Let's have a look. So a little bit of a test on Facebook Live this evening. Ah, Georgina, career transition. I can't remember if we spoke about this the day. I can't remember readings. But your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. Okay. Quite a few people going through career changes at the moment. Career transition. Okay. For some reason, I'm being drawn to transition more than anything else. Okay? Transition. There is a change in the career, but I can't quite see what it is. Okay? I've got lovely energy around this card, though, and around yourself as well. I know we did some aura stuff the other day and how to see auras and things. That's what I feel I need to work on as well. I need to work on my energy, as in your energy. Okay? I've got some lovely terracotta coming in, that colour coming in there as well. And this is coming around the top area of me. I do have to concentrate on breathing. And it's almost like as I'm breathing, I'm being in the moment and in the now. Okay. So I'll leave that one with you. Gold coming in there as well for abundance and things as well. Okay. So we've got a few more callers there. We've got a wonderful show. She's last time I listened to your show. You're not doing live readings, but I would love to get on air. My birthday at 6:40. I love insights for the new year. I'm coming in. Okay. We'll see what we can get you in there. Okay. So we're going back over to the radio. Let's see who we've got online here. See if we can get through everybody this evening. 229, hello.
Hello?
Hello there. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Cool. What's your name?
Yeah, call me Katie.
Hello, Katie. How can we help you this evening?
Yeah, I just wanted to have some spiritual or angelic guidance regarding my family. Right now, my husband and I are going through very troublesome times. It's becoming difficult to make ends meet, and my husband has a, you know, he doesn't have a good job, like just a part-time job, and so his career is not as good as he would like to be. And there's a financial problems, like I said, difficulty in making ends meet, and he, my husband, is also going through certain health problems. So I was wondering if there is any guidance out there, and if there is any silver lining to look forward to.
Okay, bless you. As you were talking to me, I was getting this real rush of energy towards my head area. Has he got some of his health problems to do with his head area? I'm feeling dizzy at the minute as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, he is. Okay, thank you. For some reason, I'm holding my left elbow at the minute as well. With his head and his dizziness, is he struggling to breathe a little bit as well on one side, you know?
Yeah, sometimes he has. He feels compression and all, and tightness around his chest and his neck. So, and also in his head sometimes. It's like a plethora of complaints, and we have appointments with the doctor, but the specialist, you know, but they take 2-3 months to get to.
Oh, bless you. Is there like a holistic therapist that's near you that you could go and see?
Yeah, but we are trying to first see the regular, you know, allopathic doctors and specialists. We have been seeing them, yes.
Okay, cool. Because I feel there's some kind of, it's almost like a green dry grass that I'm being shown that would work for the chest area. I haven't got a clue what it is, but I'm just seeing this sort of dry green grass that would be good. It's a leaf of some sort. Okay, so bear that in mind. If you do see some or some presents itself to you, okay, give it a try, because I can see that I'm putting it in a glass with some hot water, okay, to drink. Okay. So with the energy that I've got coming around here and now, I feel like I've got two angels that are standing behind me, and they're literally, one of each of them is putting their hand on my shoulders, one on this side and one on this side. Okay, they're not telling me who they are at the moment. So I feel there's a lot of energy that's coming down to you guys, okay? Everybody that's listening as well and joining us on Facebook, we're going to ask to send some healing over for you guys, okay, for your situation. I've got to dig my heels in here. I feel I've got to dig my heels in, and it's almost like I'm putting my heels in mud and sludge, okay? I've got my heels in this mud and this sludge. I can't quite see what else is going on there. Okay, changes are coming, but they're not coming yet. Okay, they are coming, but they're not coming yet. I've got to change a lot of stuff around the house. It's almost like I've got to have a spring clean. I've got to get rid of the old to get ready for the new to come in, okay? It's almost like somebody's put a stop on you at the minute, okay? Which is why you're stuck at this certain place and nothing seems to be working, nothing seems to be moving forward, okay? Somebody's making me feel really dizzy here as well. And it's almost like when I stop, I start to feel better, okay? I know you're, you know, I know things are hard for you financially and stuff at the minute, but he's got to sort his health out, because if his health, you know, if his health keeps deteriorating, he won't be going to work at some point, you know. He needs to sort himself out and get his health sorted.
Yeah.
Okay. And as we were talking about earlier on, being the priority, okay, we need to look after ourselves, because we can't look after anybody else if we're not 100%, you know. So that's what I feel that they want to bring in, is to get him to stop and make sure he gets some rest. Everything will work out exactly how it's meant to, okay? He is going to have some choices come up. I don't know what choices they are, but he is going to have some choices come up. We get choices every day. All right, they're talking about an opportunity, okay? There will be an opportunity, but he's got to sort himself out first. It's all down to free will and choice how we move on with these things, you know, and what we do with the information that we're given. Okay, anything else there? Okay. I've got an anchor that's coming. Who used to work on the boats or the seas?
Who used to work on the boats and the sea?
Okay, yeah, what you did?
Yeah, my father, I believe. He was in the Navy.
Okay, lovely, thank you. Thank you. So know that he's around, okay? Know that he's around, because he's bringing that anchor through. Lovely energy, strong energy, okay? So, yeah, I feel it's all about you guys getting yourself healthy. Okay. There is help there for you. It's just finding. It's almost like I've opened the door to an office, and there's somebody that sat in there that I know, and they can help. I feel it's somebody that I've met before, somebody that I've spoken to. There's a desk in front of me, and there's a chair to the right hand side, and it's a wooden one. Okay. So there's somebody there that you can have a chat to about things and about finances. Okay. But yeah, it's all about health, getting himself healthy and sorted. Try and find a holistic therapist that can give you some help with that. Okay. See if we can get a card for you as well, Gresham. Oh, here we go. Divine order. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see the underlying order. And we've got balance on there as well. There's everybody on Facebook, so there we go. Balance on there. So it's getting that balance within yourselves, okay, before you can move forward. So, yeah, and it's all to do with health at the minute. Okay. Think, is there anything else, guys? Okay. I think that's all they've got for you today. So, yeah, try and get him to sit down and work on his health and yours as well, by the sounds of it.
Okay.
Okay. And good luck with everything. You can get, you can email me anytime. You can get my email address off the Blog Talk Radio. Give me an email. Let me know how you're getting on with you.
Okay. Thank you for your reading. I appreciate it.
Bless you. Take care.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bless her. We're going to send some love out to Kate, as she likes to be called, and her fella, and hope they get things that work out. So back to Georgina, and she's just had a career change of career, so that's awesome. Some great evidence there for her. We've got a few people that are still in the chat room. Let's go over to our next caller. And it's 025. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. My name is Lisa, and I'm just wondering if things are going to look up for me anytime. I seem to be having a lifetime of bad. I'm waiting for some good.
Okay. Before we even start, somebody's shouting Law of Attraction. Law of Attraction, and Teresa's nodding her head here, like she's heard it as well. So with what happens with the Law of Attraction, when we start having a little bit of down side of things, we tend to attract more of that because we're in that sort of mindset. So what I want you to do is change that mindset, okay? Send that thought out into the universe that everything is okay and everything is working, okay? And things things will soon change around for you.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Work on it every day, every minute of the day. As soon as you get up in the morning, send that thought out to the universe that you are happy and healthy. Keep it simple. Okay?
I have affirmations all over the house.
Ah, fantastic. Brilliant. Keep that going. It will change sooner or later. But don't put any blocks in front of it. As soon as you, for example, if you want that house and you send it off to the universe and you say, well, I don't want neighbours like this and I don't want that, so you block it straight away. And that's when the universe doesn't understand it and sends you the nasty neighbours and everything else that you don't want with it. Okay. So try and keep it. We lost you then.
How did you know I had nasty neighbours?
Okay. It's not me, it's them. Brilliant. Okay. Cool, time doesn't fly, doesn't it? Okay, release and surrender is your card. Beautiful energy off this. We shower you with blessings of our radiant love. Open your arms and release the challenges that you've held tightly gripped within your hands. Open your hands, arms, and heart to our love and assistance. Okay? So that's coming from the angels as well. So, you know, make sure you ask. If you don't ask, they can't help. And they're around you. They're looking after you and looking for, you know, looking out for you. Okay. Oh, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought you'd gone then. It went a bit quiet. So, yeah. Release and surrender. Ask the angels for help, and they're there, ready and waiting for you. Okay. I think that's all they've got for you this evening. Tightly gripped. They're just saying tightly gripped. What are you holding on to?
I don't know.
Tightly gripped. Okay. Something. We've all had stuff that's happened in the past. Okay. I've been going through a lot of this. In fact, they're making me aware now of my chest area. So there's something around the heart area that you're holding on to that's stopping you from moving forward. Go into the quiet.
I have a broken heart from not seeing my son for almost 3 years.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Ask them to come in and help with this situation. Okay. Keep it simple. Keep it plain. All right. Things will start working out for you. Okay. Remember the law of attraction. Okay. Set that thought in motion now that you will see him. That you will see him. And eventually it will happen just at the right time.
Okay.
All right. And I'll leave you with that.
Thank you so much. I love your show.
All right. Bless you. We'll be back again in September. We'll just do a little bit of a trial tonight just to see if it works okay. We may do one next week. But thank you very much for calling in.
Worked great. You're wonderful.
Bless you. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, bless her. So we're running out of time on Blog Talk. I'm not going to get to the rest of the callers. I know we had somebody that was waiting to get in there, which was Rose. I've literally just got 90 seconds left on there. So we're gonna stay on Facebook for a couple of minutes. So for those on Blog Talk Radio, tonight was a test show from having a lovely break over the summer. We did have a few problems getting on this evening, so I'm going to try again next week. If everything goes well, we may stay with Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, I will be moving to the another website to do it. So, raising the vibration, all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. That's where you can get me, Facebook and Twitter as well. I do apologise for those that are still in the call waiting, but unfortunately we're not going to get round to answering those calls this evening. I'll get on the night next week where we can do a few more. So keep your eyes open on the Blog Talk, on Facebook and on Twitter. So guys, on Blog Talk, enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for everybody coming in and listening and taking part. And we hope you've taken a little bit of something from it. So enjoy the rest of your day.